It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, pursuers? Welcome to The Pursuit of Calling, the podcast that provides you with the strategies and tools needed to successfully discover and pursue your calling. Whether it's through inspiring stories, thought-provoking interviews, or quick, insightful episodes on personal growth and development, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Thomas Carney. Enjoy the episode. Some mornings, the pain is loud. Today is one of those mornings. And I hit record anyway. My muscular dystonia today is rearing its head a little bit more than it does in some other days. After my shower and I sat down to start writing notes out for this episode, I was just in an immense amount of pain. But I decided to do this anyway. I didn't really know what I was even going to write about. And I decided that this is what I was going to write, what I was going to be talking about today. How do you endure in hard circumstances, especially when life sucks? Like when it sucks the most. And this isn't just for people going through pain necessarily, but it's for everyone that's going through a hard season. Everybody that is in a part of their life where they're like, where you're like, why is this happening to me? Talking about your pain isn't a weakness, by the way. Talking about when life is hard with a friend isn't weakness. It's actually courage. You know, recently I got to have a conversation with this man who I believe is going to be a new mentor in my life. His name is Rob Oliver. And if you're watching this on YouTube, I have his book right here. It's called Still Walking. And Rob is he's a quadriplegic. And this book is his testimony around that and how his life transformed. From being a fully able-bodied 20-something-year-old to then not being really able to do anything on his own. One of my favorite parts of the book is on page 33. It's the only page I have marked in it. And it's when he was talking with his girlfriend at the time, his now wife, about how he didn't want to be a burden to her. And that he was just like, hey, I want you to live your life to the fullest. If you're not going to be able to do that with me, like, you can go ahead. And I'm not like, this is between you and me. Just don't worry about what anybody else thinks. They don't know. And she stuck with him. She stayed there. Obviously, and they're married and they're still married. I think he's in his 50s or 60s now. I didn't ask. And I was introduced to him by Pastor Ed, who is lead pastor at Amplified Church. And because I was talking to him about how my condition was just really taking a toll. And I can't imagine a better person that I could have talked to. Somebody that knows truly what it's like to live every day in a situation that sucks. But then he keeps his faith and endures his calling and endures his condition to pursue his calling anyway. And for me, I can talk to him now. I can talk to Ed. But then I can also talk to my friend Andrew Vergato, who I'm pretty sure I talk about everything with, especially when life is hard. He'll pray for me. He'll build me up. And I always leave the conversations with him better than whenever I entered them. Sometimes we need to borrow strength. And we have to remember that we don't have to go through life alone. I do apologize. I mean, I guess I shouldn't, but I apologize if you're not a Christian right now, because there are some scriptures I love to lean on whenever I love to remember whenever I'm going through, especially through, for me, physical pain. The first one is James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. And I wish I already had it turned to in my Bible, but I'm going to turn to it right now. It's after James, right? Yeah. Or after Hebrews. Okay. So James 1, chapters, verses 2 to 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Just let that sit. Just let that sit. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Let endurance do its work, guys. Continue to pursue your calling, regardless of your circumstances. Endure the pain. Then the next one is 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." We all have weaknesses. Mine might be more obvious because they're external. At least more obvious to me. But we all have mental weaknesses. We also have physical weaknesses. And where we are weak, Christ is strong. The light shines the brightest in darkness. My condition isn't a result of something God did, but it is. But he shines the brightest through me because of it. Not the brightest in comparison to other people, but because in other aspects of my life, I believe he shines the brightest through me as a result of my condition. Not comparing myself to others, but I believe he shines brighter through me now than he did before because, I don't know, it's just more obvious. It's more the darkness of pain, the darkness of struggle, and the need to endure every day. I can only attribute that to God.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And the presence of God, and even just knowing that, acknowledging the pain, enduring it, it doesn't remove the pain, obviously, but it does reframe it. You know, I'm reading a book right now by Ed Milet. It's called The Power of One More. I just recently read a chapter about standards and having high, and he talks about how you should have higher standards for yourself than you have for anybody else. And I know that, I don't think he wrote this in the book, but I know that means even in hard circumstances, have a higher standard for yourself. Personally, I don't want to be understood. I don't know, that might sound a little weird, but I want my actions, because this is what he says in the book, your actions display your standards to everybody around you. And it's your actions that influence other people. John Maxwell says, leadership is influence and everybody has influence. You are leading people through your actions and your actions display your standards. If your actions aren't producing good fruit, that means your standard, it means the standards that are producing your actions are also, it means your standards just aren't good. And so whenever you're going through life, even in hard times, personally, I want my standards to be higher than the person around, next to me, because I'm my own worst critic. I'm my own harshest critic. I'm going to push myself harder than I push anybody else, because I know where I fall short more than I know where Andrew falls short or where I know you fall short. I know where I fall short. So I know the standards. I know the standards that I need to improve on, and I know the standards that I need to one up. The power of one more standard, one more level up. So continuously building your standards also then turns into a sturdy character. My calling isn't to, my calling, don't know why I said isn't, but my calling is to provide people with the tools needed to successfully discover and pursue their God-given calling. First, it's to prepare people for their calling. It's help them discover it. And then it's to pursue it and to do that well. And I need also, so I can't just do that by my words. I have to do that through my actions. That means my standards need to produce the actions that produce the results that helps other people pursue their calling. What is your calling? Do your standards produce the actions that produce the fruit of what your calling is for? I think a great way, this is just coming to me now, but a great way, and once you have your calling, once you feel like you understand what it is, reverse engineer it. You notice how I was going forward up the ladder from standards to actions to the fruit, which displays, that should display your calling. What is your calling? And then what actions can you be doing to pursue that well? And what standards do you need to set up in order for those actions to become a reality? So that's my challenge for you this week. My challenge to you is to write down at least one, but I'm going to say five, because he says power of one more. So we're going to go four more. What are your five standards that you need to one up in order to produce the actions that produce the fruit that represent your calling well, that shows that you are pursuing your calling well? You're not doing it for anybody. Well, you're doing it for everybody that you're meant to serve. But you're not setting these, whenever you're setting these standards, you're setting the standard for the action. The action is for the fruit, and the fruit is for the people. Hmm. Just letting you sit with that for a second. How do you want to influence people? What fruit do you want to give them? What actions are going to produce that fruit? And what standards are going to produce those actions? Just reflect on that. Where do you need to raise your standards even when life is hard? So guys, if this is something you're interested in, if this is something you're actually, now you're like, man, I want to dive into this deeper. I want to add value to your life by offering you a free coaching session. It's actually one of three free coaching sessions. So this is going to be a link in the show notes where you can schedule that. And guys, I just want to serve. This is free. I don't even ask for your credit card. Or debit card, because I prefer debit cards. Anyway, I digress. But okay, go ahead and click the link in the show notes so you can sign up for that now. And guys, I pray that you got something out of this episode. Because this is one that honestly went way better than I thought it could ever go. So I give all glory to God for that. But I just pray that I pray that the people in this episode, the people that listen to this episode, God, that they are lifted up, God, that they raise their standards, pursue the calling that you put on their lives, Jesus. That they can serve the people that they've been called to serve well. Guys, thank you for listening to this episode. Share it out with everybody because I know this is going to change somebody's life. I know that. So go ahead and share this with all of your friends, all of your family. Share it on social media because, guys, I know, like what I'm talking about today. Like, this is what pursuing your calling is. Yes. Share it out on social media. Give this podcast a 5-star review. Guys, keep pursuing your calling well. I'll see you next time.